Pollock fishermen in the Bering Sea have hauled in an unusually large amount of squid this summer, causing serious problems for the fishery. Boats have hauled in about 1,300 metric tons of squid along with their pollock since January, which is about 300 metric tons over the federally allowed limit. Rance Morrison, a fishery biologist with the National Marine Fisheries Service, said that this kind of squid boom is unusual, but in keeping with how squid populations develop.
They're like octopus in that they grow fairly quickly, and they mature kind of late in life. They spawn once and die. And so you get real pulses in terms of high population levels. You know, 1 year it can be high, and then a few years later it can be low.
As of Friday, boats were netting about 500 tons of squid a week, a rate that NIMS estimates could push squid into the overfishing range by early next week. As a result, NIMS added squid to the list of prohibited species for the fishery on Friday. In an effort to avoid further restrictions, pollock boats are voluntarily fishing farther north in the Bering Sea, in some cases as far away as the Pribilof Islands. Carl Haflinger is the president of Sea State Incorporated, a Seattle-based fisheries consulting firm that specializes in bycatch issues like the squid problem. Haflinger is working with the Bering Sea pollock fleet and federal regulators to coordinate the northward shift of the fishery, a move he says comes at a high cost.
Rather than driving out towards Unimak Pass for 50 or 60 miles, they're driving up to the Pribilof Islands or further. I'm sure their fuel costs are horrendous, and I'm sure that it doesn't help the quality of the fish to have to make that long trip back in the holds. I'm sure the plants would like it if the fish were from closer in.
In addition, Morrison said, the fishing grounds to the north are not as rich as those closer to Dutch Harbor.
The area farther north is not as ideal a place to fish for them. I don't think the catches are as high. The area around Dutch Harbor, north of Dutch Harbor in the Bering Sea, is more productive than the area farther north.
The squid dilemma is the latest bad news for the pollock fleet, which is in the middle of a particularly slow harvest. Since the season opened last month, pollock boats delivering in Dutch Harbor have netted just 80,000 metric tons of fish, about 20% of their total allowance for the season. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.